Underwood is on the phone. What's up, Blair?
Oh, Tom, doing good, man. How you doing this morning?
Man, Blair's got so many projects going. Wow.
How you doing?
Women Thou Art Loosed on the seventh day. That's in theaters now.
Great job.
Right, thank you.
And doing really well in the few theaters. Are they going to have any more theaters open this weekend? Last weekend was only like 100?
Yeah, only 102 last week. It will expand next week. But, you know, people really came out in droves and saw the film, which is exciting. On the seventh day, it's directed by Nima Barnett, and it stars, y'all know, the beautiful Sharon Leal from,
Dreamgirls and others, yeah.
She was that fourth fine Dreamgirl in Dreamgirls.
Yeah.
And Why Not Get Married wanted to play Tyler Perry's wife, of course. But no, it's a great thriller film, and, you know, I'm just excited that people came out the way they did. And I know, you know, it's only playing at AMC theaters, so it's not at every theater, but we'll have more next week.
Women Thou Art Loose from Bishop T.D. Jakes. And this is not a church movie. This is a suspense thriller?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a departure because, you know, one of the things I wasn't crazy about doing was doing a movie where, you know, you preach that. I go to church for that and love going to church for that. Not when I go to the movie theater necessarily.
And it is a story that we just don't hear about as Bishop Jakes was on with us last week, Blair, and talking about missing children. And that whole issue, too. It really is good.
We really don't hear a lot about that in the black community, just about how many kids are smashed up and lost and forgotten about. I mean, you know, Trayvon Martin is a little different because he wasn't kidnapped, but just the fact that happened, had it not been for people like you and social media talking about it, we wouldn't be talking about it today. So there's a lot of stuff that goes on, and missing children is one of them. So, in the seventh day, our daughter is kidnapped, and there's a serial killer who's killing kids on the seventh day, so we have to find our baby on that seventh day.
Blair Underwood and Women Thou Art Loosed on the seventh day, but that's not all.
He's got more.
But wait, there's more. Blair Underwood in Streetcar Named Desire.
On Broadway.
And making black history.
Man, you know, this is one of the all-time American classics, A Streetcar Named Desire, written by Tennessee Williams. And this is the first time it has ever been on Broadway with a black cast, a multiracial cast. So, no, we're excited about it. My character is Stanley, you know, the iconic Stanley Kowalski, but also Nicole Ari Parker plays Blanche DuBois, one of the greatest roles written for an actress, period. And Wood Harris, you may remember from The Wire, who's incredible as a bitch, and Daphne Rubin Vega, who plays my wife Stella. You know, a lot of people remember. Exactly. Brass Marlon Barrow yelling, Stella! Well, it's gotten kind of brown, and it's happening on Broadway every night right now.
In 1951, your character was played by Marlon Brando. So here we are in 2012. How did it happen that you have this classic turn up with an African American cast?
Well,
whose idea was that, and how's it working out?
It's working out incredible. I mean, the crowds are coming and loving it and buying tickets, and it's been crazy. But I got to give credit to Stephen Bird and Aaliyah Jones, who produced this piece. But they also produced 4 years ago Cat on a Hot Tin Roof for the black cast.
Right.
James Earl Jones, Terrence Howard, Fliss Rashad. And in 2008, it was the number one selling play on Broadway that year. Not musical, they always make more money, but number one selling play on Broadway. So they're doing it again. And what that says is, you know, Broadway is known as the Great White Way. We're making some changes in that, which is good. And what it says is we are now invited to Broadway as well. I mean, you know, Denzel's been doing it for a while now. And, you know, when Diddy did Raising the Sun on Broadway, it brought a lot of people to Broadway that had never been here, and they keep coming back.
And Blair, may I say that I've seen some clips of the show, haven't gotten a chance to go to Broadway yet, but they say that you take your shirt off and you're bringing a lot more people into the theater these days.
Okay.
Oh,
that's the way they're doing it, huh?
It's your acting chops and your physical chops both working well.
They're all right. You know, got to work them both lanes.
Now, the crowd, what's the mix on the crowd?
You know, it's really, you know, it's a Broadway crowd, which is great. So you get a lot of, you know, what they call blue hairs, older white.
So there's not a lot of talking back in the movies, what I'm asking.
Well, you know, it's funny you would ask that, Tom, because we do get some of that. And, you know, I was talking to Nima Barnett last weekend. It was great to have the Woman Thou Art Loosed in the theater. She said, people are talking back left and right, talking back to the screen, which you want in a movie theater. You don't want that necessarily in a live theater because, you know, we're actors up there doing it for real in that moment. So we hear all that. we hear all that conversation. So now we can kill some of the conversation, but just enjoy the play. And the people really are enjoying it coming out.
All right, Blair Underwood.
We're coming to see you.
Check us out. Streetcaronbroadway.com where you buy your tickets.
And Women Thou Art Loose, the seventh day in AMC, selected AMC theaters.
Break the leg there, Blair.
All right, Blair.
That's it. I appreciate you guys.
My man.